啊，有有。
Well, thank you very, very much for inviting me here for these few days.
那谢谢让我来这里可以跟大家分享。
It has been my privilege to be with you and your English-speaking congregation.
我感到很荣幸能够跟英文组的弟兄姐妹分享最近几堂信息。
Been challenging, but I have enjoyed it immensely.
虽然是不容易，但是我非常感到很愉快。
So thank you for the opportunity to be able to speak to all of you this morning.
所以今天更加感谢我有机会能够跟所有的弟兄姐妹一起分享。
Now before I begin my actual message, I would like to just give a few words of challenge to you as a Chinese congregation.
所以在我开始我这个讲章的正题之前，我想对在座的中文的华人基督徒发出一个挑战。
There are several things that are happening in our culture that we need to be very much aware of.
我们需要知道，在我们美国的文化里面发生了很巨大的变化。
When I say these things, I want you to understand that I'm not against them or anti.
我这样说并不是一定是表示我反对这样的变化。
But I do think we need to be aware of them so they do not consume us and begin to dictate how we believe and even how we think.
但是我们需要知道，因为我们只有了解，我们才不会被它所左右，让我们的信仰随之改变。
I try to be a good observer of the culture around me.
我很着意地观察我周围文化的改变。
Here's my first observation.
我所观察到的第一件事。
Technology has taken the place of reading, reflection, and integration.
这个科技的发展使我们更少的开会，我们也更少的思考。
Now I'm not against technology.
虽然我并不反对科技的发展。
But I am concerned.
但是我有一些担心。
That kind of behavioral pattern will only get you and me to a very superficial level of thought and spiritual maturity.
这个信息技术的发展呢，会让我们的思想变得肤浅。
If we allow technology to take the place of reflection, integration, and reading, we will not go very deep, nor will we go very far into the life of Christ.
如果我们让这个科技所带来的潮流来左右我们思想回顾这样的方式的话，我们在基督里面所走的就既不能深也不能远。
Our technological IT world must be recognized for its true worth.
所以我们对这个信息技术我们需要有一个正确的认识。
It always assumes the role of a servant.
这个信息技术永远都必须是被我们所使用。
But we must never forsake and deliberately always move into a reflective and spiritually integrated behavioral pattern.
但是我们绝对不能够放弃，而且要很有意识的让我们的这个属灵的方向永远都是走在思考总和这样的方式。
A life without reflection and integration spiritually is only a half life or a divided life.
如果我们这属灵的生命里面没有思考的话，我们永远都是只有一半的属灵生命。
Now, why do I make this point?
为什么我要这样说？
Because I stand before you as a facilitator servant.
因为我在站在你们面前时，作为一个facilitator 是想叫促进你们是作为这样一个角色。
The Chinese community are some of the most highly educated group of people on the face of the earth.
那这华人的社区总的来讲在这个地球上是受教育程度最高的一群。
Every place I go in China or also in the United States,I run across highly, highly educated and brilliant people.
所以我不论是在中国还是在美国，我到哪里碰到的中国人都是受很高深的教育，而且呢 非常的有进取心的。
Your particular heritage possesses some of the most brilliant and analytical minds that the world has ever produced.
So, 你们的这个文化的遗产里面有世界上最大的思考家。
Your human experiences and your culture are rich, varied, and instructive to us all.
所以你们的这个文化的传统里面有很多对整个人类都很有益处的经历。
Maybe you and this congregation have not had this experience.
不一定是你们在座中每个人都有这个经历。
But in other places of the world,I have run into people that have gone through different levels and degrees of pain that are almost indescribable.
但是我在其他的地方碰到很多人经历了真的是非常惨痛的经历。
I am reminded of a man deep in the heart of China.
我想起在中国内地碰到的一个人。
He was an old gentleman. An old gentleman.
他已经是一个长者。
He was deaf, he could not hear.
他也聋了。
Because he had been hung upside down and beaten by the communist people.
因为他曾经被独行拷打过。
And his ears had completely gone deaf.
所以他完全听不到东西。
He came to me in the course of our conversation, which was difficult to have.
所以他来跟我交谈的时候，当然是非常困难。
And he put his head in my breast.
他把他头靠到我的胸脯。
And wept tears that came that had the whole front of my shirt wet.
当他哭的时候，他的泪湿透了我的一半的衣襟。
And then he said, "Would you pray for me?"
然后他说，能够为我祷告吗
？I had a very difficult time praying for him.
我觉得为他祷告真的不容易。
Because I felt that he should be praying for me.
因为我觉得应该是他替我祷告。
The suffering of your people has been something that you need to live into.And learn from, because this will carry you into the future.
因为你们这个你们的中国人里面，他们所受的苦，这个背景是你应该记住，因为这个会帮助我们将来。
And I do not want you to ever forget your heritage.
所以我不希望你们忘掉了你们所有的文化遗产。
And the kinds of history that you have that needs to be remembered.
不要忘记过去所发生的历史。
You are also people that are highly self-motivated and certainly do not need to be initiated, but just go on and do it.
Yeah, 你们也是一些非常是有进取心的人，这些我不用再提了。
You are some of the hardest working people that I know.
你们也是说工作最勤奋的一群。
And as I find in most Asian cultures, there is a natural and cultural humility.That needs to be emulated and modeled.
你们所具有的这个谦卑也是应该在很多地方被学习。
Your deference to others is to be admired and appreciated.
你在很多地方，你们在很多地方能够容让，能够让别人优先，这个美德也是应该是赞美，被赞美的。
That aspect of your heritage is an example for all of us to follow.
所以，你们这一些的文化传统是我们都值得学习的。
There's another aspect that I see that is to be admired.
我要称赞的还有另外一点。
Your aspect, your respect for the elderly and care for your parents is noble, and one we need to pay attention to and learn from.
就是你们传统里面对长者的尊重和对父母的照顾。
So I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart.For just being an example in that aspect.
所以我就从心底里面向你们发出感谢，因为你们这些美德成为多人的榜样。
But I have a challenge for you.
但是我要发出一个挑战。
We want you, and when I say we, the Christian Missionary Alliance, want you to step up and be godly, spirit-filled leaders who can speak and act with wisdom and grace.
但是作为美国的基督徒需要华人基督徒能够站起来用做这个用神圣灵充满给你们的智慧开始大胆的讲话
You as a people and as a heritage have enormous gifts and spiritual wisdom to give to our world and especially to the church and more specifically to the Christian and Missionary Alliance.
因为你们这一群华人基督徒实际上是神赐给所有基督徒的一个礼物。
So, I am here.
所以我在这里。
To empower and release you to become that kind of person.
希望能够给你们能力，而且释放你们，让你们成为神，让你们成为的领导者。
This is not just a matter of getting up one morning and deciding that this is what you want to do and where you want to go.
并不是说就是哦，今天早上起来说，哎，我就想要做这个做那个。
This involves the call of God.
这而是需要神给你们的呼召。
The call of God that would be born deeply within your heart and conceived by the Holy Spirit must be revealed to you that this is something that God wants you to take possession of.
就是神给你的护照一定是要圣灵在你心里面产生这个强烈的声音，让你明白说这是神要我做的事情。
As I pray for you, I pray that this would reach a boiling point in your inner being.
So, 当我为你祷告的时候，我是祈求神让你的心真的沸腾起来。
And that your leaders and your pastors and other people would begin to see people that need to be released and empowered.
所以让你的牧师和其他的领袖能够看到我们的人应该放出去。
And you would begin to equip and empower them so that they can begin to become ministers of the gospel in very, very special ways.
所以你们就会被放出去，被装备，被差遣到各个地方去，成为神福音的执事。
So this morning my message is not just about deep change or life on life coaching.
所以我今天的这个信息不仅仅是用教练的方法使里面有生命里面的改变，
But it is about the empowerment and release of you as a people.
而且还是说让你得着能力，并且被送出去，
That will be able to become all that God wants you to become.
成为神要你们能够成为的人。
This is the most important strategic journey that you will ever take.
这个是你们所要走的策略上最重要的一步。
It is deeper than performance.
这不仅仅是一个表演的。
But it has to do, and it goes beyond natural talents and skills.
也不仅仅是依靠你们与生俱来的这些天赋。
I repeat again, it has to do with the call of God being born in your heart and conceived by the Holy Spirit.
而且一定需要是神靠着圣灵在你心里面所产生的呼召。
So to begin with, we're going to put two scriptures on the board.
所以要开始，我先把这个两段经文放在上面。
And I'm going to turn around, I'm going to read them to you.
So 我现在向你们朗读这两段经文。
This is the basis of what we want to be talking about this morning.
我们今天所说的都是根据这段经文，这两段经文。
Let me read it to you.
现在用英文读出，不翻译。
Does it sound like we're patting ourselves on the back, insisting on our credentials, asserting our authority? Well, we're not. Neither do we need letters of endorsement, either to you or from you.You yourselves are all the endorsement we need. Your very lives are a letter that anyone can read by just looking at you. Christ himself wrote it, not with ink, but with God's living spirit, not chiseled into stone, but carved into human lives, and we publish it. We couldn't be more sure of ourselves in this, that you, written by Christ himself for God,are our letter of recommendation. We wouldn't think of writing this kind of letter about ourselves. Only God can write such a letter. His letter authorizes us to help carry out this new plan of action. The plan wasn't written out with ink on paper, with pages and pages of legal footnotes. Killing your spirit, it's written with spirit on spirit, his life on our lives.
好，这经文的翻译是在您的手册上第八页。那个牧师所用的这个是 ，is it the living message？
Living translation message？ It's the message from
是从 the message 这个 translation 版本。
You will notice there that you are the message.
你就会看到你们就是那信。
Because God has done something deep within your heart.
因为神在你们的心中做了一件非常大的事。
Now we'll turn to Mark chapter 12.
然后我们要翻到马可福音十二章，是在。
You remember the context of this.
你要记得这个上下文是怎么样的。
The context is the teacher of the law, the young attorney, comes to Jesus and says, "What must I do to receive eternal life?"
有一个文士来到耶稣面前，问耶稣，我要做什么才可以得到？
And Jesus answers him this way.
耶稣这样回答他。
One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him, "Of all the commandments, which is the most important?" The most important one, answered Jesus, is this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this. Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. Well said, teacher, the man replied.You are right in saying that God is one and there is no other but Him. To love Him with all your heart, with all your understanding, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is more important than all the burnt offerings and sacrifices. When Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him, You are not far from the kingdom of God. And from then on, no one dared to ask him any more questions.Let's put these two passages together.
让我们把这两段经文综合一起来看。
We always need to embed the Great Commission in the Great Commandment.
我们要一直谨记神给我们的大使命，还有这个大诫命。
And we always need to embed the Great Commandment in the Great Commission.
而且要把这两个都结合起来。
We dare not separate the two.
我们不能够把这两个分开。
To do so is to be dishonest in our biblical interpretation.
如果要把这两个大使命和大诫命分开的话，那就是我们解经上的不诚实。
So we want to constantly integrate these into our thinking and in the way we behave.
所以当我们思想和行为的时候，总是要把大使命、大诫命都结合在一起。
The other day, as I was preparing this message,I decided to go down to my library and look and see how many books I had on discipleship, spiritual formation, and spiritual growth.
所以那天我在准备这个信息的时候，我就到我的这个图书馆里面看看我有多少本书是关于门徒训练里面的属灵的形成，灵命的成长。
Here's what I found out.
我发现的是这样。
I have over 65 books on various aspects of disciple making, discipleship, spiritual formation, and related topics in my library.
So, 我发现我的藏书里面有60多本这个题目的书。
So I gave up counting.
所以我就不再数了。
After 65, I decided that I was more embarrassed than I should be.
是因为数到这个时候，我是觉得有点不好意思。
But why was I embarrassed?
为什么我觉得不好意思?
I was embarrassed that I had read so much and had so many resources and I was so deficient.
因为我是说我已经读过这么多关于门徒训练的书，我还是觉得不足够。
And I'm guessing that you might feel the same way.
也许你也有同感。
But that is what is going on in our contemporary world right now.
这就是我们今天社会所碰到的问题。
We are so deficient.In discipleship.
我们的门徒训练是很缺陷。
What is wrong? What is happening to us?
这是因为什么呢?
We are inundated with resources and still have what I call triple D diagnosis. Triple D.
Triple D.
Yeah, diagnosis.
因为我们有这么多的这个资源，但是最后呢，我们的这个最后的诊断还是三个 D.
You say, well, what is triple D diagnosis?
那这三 D 诊断是什么意思?
It is discipleship deficit disorder.
那就是门徒训练不足综合症。
Recently, I was talking with a large megachurch pastor.
因为我最近跟一个很大的教会的牧师在谈话。
And he was bemoaning the fact that he was not able to bring discipleship to his large congregation.
他说我这个教会虽然人数这么多，但是门徒很少。
And he made this telling statement.
他非常真实的这样说。
We have a huge holiness gap.
我们这个圣洁的距有一个圣洁的距离。
He said we have good preaching.
我们有讲道。
He said I think that I can attract people because thousands of people come to his church.
而且我也能够知道我的有多少个会众来到我的教
会。He said we have the best worship team in the world.
我的这个崇拜乐队也是最好的。
We have solid Bible exposition.
我们的解经讲道也是很好的。
We have Bible teaching and application, but very little transformation of the inner character.
我们能够讲这个经文的解释，也讲经文的应用，但是很少看见生命的改变。
And we are producing little evidence of God's new creation that wants to transform the inner life.
所以虽然说看到人数这么多，但是很少在人心里面看见神真正做的改变。
He went on to say that there is little, if any, discernible difference in Christian practices of morality and ways of thinking than there is from non-Christian thinking.
如果是比较我们的基督徒跟世人他们在道德观念和他们的行为上看不出很大的区别。
In other words, the thinking is just about the same in the church as it is out of the church in regard to being.
教会里面的人所想的东西跟教会外面的人所想的东西没什么两样。
You see, what's happened is we've bought the common teaching today that says the more information we have, the better Christians we are.
因为我们好像已经接受了这样一个想法，就是说我们教给他们的东西更多，他们就成为更好的基督徒。
Now listen to me carefully.
但是仔细的听。
We need information.
我们当然需要把这些信息传递给他们。
But information does not translate to formation.
但是信息不能够变成生命的形成。
And the evidence is piling up and piling up.And continuing to gain more and more credence.
因为我们所看到的不断证明这一点。
We are in trouble today in the American church.
美国的教会遇到很大的困难。
And even to some extent around the world.
某种程度上普世的教会都是这样。
Marriage and divorce rates are about the same in both Christian and non-Christian circles.
基督徒中间的这个离婚率跟世人没什么区别。
The practice of moral sexuality, there is very little difference in behavioral practices between the Christian and non-Christian.
基督徒里面不道德的性行为跟非基督徒一样多。
One large megachurch pastor did an anonymous survey in his church recently among males, and he found out that 72% of the males in his congregation were into pornography.
这当有一个很大的教会的牧师调查他的会众的时候，发现70%的男性会有用这个看黄色的影片。
Our parenting skills are more drift than they are teaching of Christian values.
我们的这个父母也是没有办法把这个我们的基督教的观念传递给儿女。
For the most part, we've allowed the television and other kind of technological entertainment to become the teachers of worldview.
我们就让电视或者世上其他的娱乐工具成为了我们小孩的教师讲老师。
And understand, believe you me, they know how to teach.
我告诉你们，他们很懂得怎么教。
And they are teaching a children a godless worldview.
他们教我们的孩子。接受世界上的世界观。
Passion for God is lacking.
所以我们缺乏对神的热心。
We think of God as the big fix-it person.
我们只是把神看见说帮我修好这样那样的。
So we pursue God to fix my life and my circumstances for an easier life as opposed to getting to know him as the greatest treasure in all of the cosmos.
所以我们在追求神的时候是追求他来帮我修补生命里面这样或那样的缺陷，而不是追求他，把他当作成宇宙的主宰。
So you can see that we are in crisis when it comes to disciple making.
所以你们看到我们在这个门徒训练上碰到的这些危机。
So what do we do?
所以我们要怎么做？
The Bible says that we are to make disciples.
是那个圣经说，你们要让众人做我的门徒。
And really, when you break that down, there's only two aspects of that that we are told to do.
如果我们仔细地观察的话，其实这只有两个方面。
He says, first of all, that we are to baptize people into the Trinity.
第一，就是我们要奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名为他们施洗。
In other words, into the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名施洗。
Now we have thought about baptism as an initiation rite.
我们有时候把这个施洗作为了一个，好像是说入门礼。
And it is an initiation rite.
确实也是这样。
But it is a symbolic, intentional action that I take as a Christian that pictures what is happening in my inner being.
但是这一个行为是虽然是一个象征性，但是一个有目的的，因为它代表了我们跟神基督的同时。
You see, it is way more than just an initiation sacrament.
所以实际上是远远超过一个入门礼的意义。
It is death to my old way of thinking.
因为这个是向老我死。
It is death to my old life.
向老我死。
It is death to my old self.
还是向老我死。
And then according to Romans chapter 7 and 8, we have risen with Christ to lead to new life by his life.
而根据罗马书第六章八节是说，但我们向老我死了之后，我们是水里面复活，是向神而活。
The life of Jesus Christ actually comes in to live within us.
因为耶稣基督的生命事实上是进入我们里面，在我们里面活着。
Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit is simply more than just a fix-it person for me.
所以耶稣、神、圣灵并不只是说修修补补的。
But he becomes an intimate relationship.
而是成为与我们最密切的关系。
And then the second aspect is teaching to observe.
第二点就是说教导他们遵行。
That is moving into the experiential.
这里呢就是讲到我们的经历了。
Note, this is not informational teaching.
这不是信息的教导。
This is formational teaching because it says to observe all things.
而是说生命形成的教导，因为他说所有都要遵行。
Now how do I begin to live into this new life that God has promised and given me by His magnificent, generous grace?
那神用他奇妙的恩典给了我们这个新的生命，我们要怎么开始活出这样丰盛的生命？
Let me give you a personal illustration.
我给你一个自己的例子。
It begins with me.
这是由我开始。
Not someone else.
不是由别人开始。
You see, we go back again to what happened in the Garden of Eden.
我们要回到在伊甸园所发生的事情来看。
The Garden of Eden, when sin came into the world, what happened? They began to blame other people for what happened.
当罪进入世界以后，人第一件做的事情就是指责他人。
Adam blamed Eve.
所以亚当就把责任推给夏娃。
And Eve blamed Satan.
夏娃把责任推到这个蛇。
So the first thing that has to be done is this. We need to understand that we can't be looking at others and blame them.
所以我们要做的第一件事就不要再看别人说是你的错。
The first person we look at is ourselves.
我们要看的第一个人就是我自己。
It begins with me.
因为这一切要从我自己开始。
Not someone else.
不是从别人开始。
It doesn't begin with the government.
不是因为政府做了什么事情。
It doesn't begin with Congress.
也不是因为国会。
It doesn't begin with the school system or the political structure.
也不是因为学校或者其他的原因。
We need to get out of the blame shifting mode and into the covenant of grace.
我们要从这个推卸责任的这个思想转变成看着神恩典的恩约。
And when we get under the covenant of grace, we begin to find out that God has some special blessings and things that He wants to do in our heart.
当我们回到神的恩约里面，在里面要看到神在恩约里面为我们所预备的特别的恩典，要给我们的。
We learn that we do not earn anything.
我们也学到知道我们没有争到什么。
All we have is a gift from God.
所有我们有的都是神恩典。
It is a gift of His grace.
都是因为他恩典所赐给我们的。
The second thing we need to learn is that we come under the reign of righteousness.
第二件事我们要看到的是说，我们是要进入神的公义里面。
Which is under the lordship of Christ.
那就是说，接受耶稣基督为主。
Now, understanding this from a rational, imaginative, emotional perspective changes everything.
如果我们能够既是有想象力的，又能够很理智的接受这些事实的话，会给我们带来很多改变。
And you will notice that I use the word rational, imaginative, and emotional altogether.
所以 ，yes， 看到我们就是说，这里包括了我们的理智、我们的情感，还有我们的意志。
Because that comes back to the great commandment.
因为这是又回到那个我们的大诫命里面。
To love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength, and your neighbor as yourself.
因为大诫命里面是说你要爱主你的尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神，而且要爱人如己。
There's a wonderful illustration of this in the life of C.S. Lewis.
在那个 C.S. Lewis 的生命中有一个很好的见证。
C.S. Lewis was an Oxford Don or an Oxford professor.
C.S. Lewis 是在牛津大学的一个教授。
He was a professor of medieval literature at Oxford University in England.
他所教授的是中世纪的文学。
For many years he was an atheist.
很多年他都是一个无神论者。
And then he began to believe in God.
然后他开始相信神。
But he could not bring himself to believe in Jesus.
但是他还是不愿意，还是不能够放下自己来接受耶稣。
One night he invited J.R.R. Tolkien, who you know from Lord of the Rings, over for dinner.
有一天晚上他请这个魔戒的这个作者J.R. Tolkien 到他家吃晚饭。
Tolkien was a devoted Christian.
Tolkien 是一个基督徒。
And they began to talk about what it meant to get to believe in Jesus.
然后他们两个就谈起相信耶稣是什么意思。
So they decided to take a walk together around Oxford University.
所以他们就在牛津大学散步。
I've been to Oxford, but I've not taken the walk.
我虽然去过牛津，但是我们没有走过他走的那段路。
But I guess there is a path called Addison's Walk that goes all the way around Oxford University.
那里有一条小径，它是说环绕着整个校园。
And they walked all the way around Addison's Walk until 2 a.m. in the morning.
他们在那边不断地走啊走啊，走到早上清晨两点钟。
Talking about what it meant to move from believing to God to also to believe in Jesus.
他们的问题的焦点就是说，从只是相信有神到接受耶稣基督。
And Tolkien, in a very brilliant move, asked him this question.
Tolkien 就非常精辟地问他这个问题。
When you interpret medieval literature, do you do it with a rational mind only?
Tolkien 就问他，当你分析中世纪的文学的时候，你是不是只是用理性来分析它？
And Tolkien said, "No, I have to use my imagination."
那个C.S. Lewis 说，不是啊，我还是要用我的想象力。
And Tolkien said, "It's the same thing with understanding Jesus and the Trinity."
这个Tolkien 然后说，当你要明白耶稣还有永恒的时候，你也要用同样的思想。
That stunned C.S. Lewis to silence.
这一下子，C.S. Lewis 无言而对。
Tolkien left and Lewis went home.
所以托尔金回家了 ,C.S. Lewis 也回家了。
But within days he began to believe in the fullness of the Trinity.
所以几天以后他就完全地接受圣父、圣子、圣灵。
And it released an imaginative mind that you read about in the Chronicles of Narnia and other kinds of things that began to bring literature the likes of which the Christian world had not known.
所以就从这个以后呢，我们就看到他的这个丰富的想象力就被转化了，所以我们就看到像这个《纳尼亚传奇》这样的书籍出来。
You cannot understand God with a rational mind alone.
你不能就光靠一个理性来明白神。
You have to have the fullness of what he talks about in that great commandment.
你必须是用他这个大诫命里面所有的这些心意力性。
In other words, learning to love God with the fullness of the heart, the soul, the mind, and the strength.
所以我们必须尽心尽性尽意尽力地爱主我们的神。
That's what I call life on life.
这就是我所说的用他的生命影响我们的生命。
It's what the Apostle Paul wrote about that I read to you earlier.
我们刚才所读的使徒保罗所写的这个哥林多前书也是哥林多后书也是这样。
You see, this is not just cold hard data that we give people like information.
所以门徒训练并不是把一些知识和数据给你们。
It goes far deeper and is far more than that.
而是这比远远超出这个范畴。
It's Jesus' life on my life.
这是耶稣的生命进入我们的生命。
And my life on the life of someone else.
然后是我们的生命影响他人的生命。
It's not just meat on meat.
并不是只是身体对身体。
But it's real warm blood on real warm blood.
而是说这个所有的一腔热血对一腔热血。
It's my transforming life on someone else.
是我被转化的生命来去带领别人生命的转化。
Now we're going to talk about some foundational understandings that are essential to this life on life thinking and to our imaginations.
那我要把一些这个生命影响生命这样的门徒训练的一些基本要点跟你们讲一下。
So the first thing I want to talk about is this, what do we mean by life on life? I want to give you some definitions.
所以我第一个就是想说到底生命影响生命是什么意思？
Now I want you to remember something.
所以我希望你记住。
This is about you and me becoming a person that can honestly, that can say with honesty and integrity, follow my example as I follow the example of Christ.
就是这个，就是让我们可以像保罗这样说，你们要学我的字样，因为我学，我效法基督。你们要效法我，因为我效法基督。
So the first question that we want to try to answer is this.
我们要回答的第一个问题是这样。
What do we mean by life, capital L-I-F-E, on small case, smaller case, life?
那为什么我把这个 life on life, 就生命影响生命，第一个生命是全部大写，第二个生命是全部小写。
It means this.
意义是在这里。
Our lives have been so transformed by the person of Jesus Christ that it becomes more natural to have conversations about him than about news, weather, and sports.
就是说我们的生命是被耶稣的生命如此的转化，以致当我们很自然地跟别人交谈的时候，不会是第一件事就想到天气、政治或者是、体育。
Now there's nothing wrong with being up on the news, weather, and sports.
当然就是你跟别人讲新闻啊、天气啊、这个体育没有错。
But that, to some extent, is the extent of our ability to have conversations.
因为这个是我们能够跟人家交谈的能力之一。
We can talk about Tim Tebow before we can talk about Christ.
我们可以在讲耶稣之前可以先讲讲 Tim Tebow。
We can talk about other things, about our concern for the world before we can talk about Christ.
我们可以讲到世界上发生的值得我们关心的事情，然后再讲到耶稣。
Now, if we really understand,
但是如果我们真正明白
What this new life in Christ is all about.
在耶稣里面的新生命是什么意思？
There is something that happens that is a divine gift from God and is a supernatural working of God that transforms this inner being.
但是就是有神超自然的在我们身上做了一些事，是一个这个是从天而来的礼物恩赐。使我们的生命发生一个奇妙的改变。
Last night in the English service, I read something from C.S. Lewis.
所以昨天我们在这个英文的崇拜的时候，我又跟大家谈起了 C.S. Lewis.
He describes what this might be like.
他是这样的描述。
Let me read it to you.
我读给你听。
It's not up there.
没。
Okay. He says, imagine yourself as a living house.
你自己把想象自己想象成一个活着的房子。
At first, perhaps you can understand what he is doing.
那一开始的时候，你可能可以明白这主人在做些什么。
He's getting the drains right and stopping the leaks in the roof.
所以他首先是修理好厕所的漏，然后修理好屋顶漏水的地方。
You knew that those jobs needed doing.
你知道那些是需要修理的。
And so you're not surprised.
所以你不感到惊讶。
But presently he starts knocking the house about in a way that hurts abominably.
但是很快他就开始拆这里拆那里，让你感到疼痛。
And does not seem to make any sense.
好像对你来讲一点都不符合逻辑。
What on earth is he up to?
这个主人到底想做些什么？
He is building quite a different house than the one you thought of.
因为他想要盖的房子跟我想象的完全不一样。
Throwing out a new wing here.
他把这里要加一个新的 extension.
Putting on an extra floor there.
要那里又再加一层。
Running up towers and making courtyards.
在后面又加了一个后院，这边又加了一些小楼。
Listen carefully.
仔细地听。
You thought you were going to be made into a decent little cottage.
你以为你只是一间乡间小舍。
But he is building a palace.
但是他要建一个宫殿。
And he intends to come and live in it himself.
因为他要来在里面居住。
That is what you are in for if you begin to understand what it means for Jesus Christ to transform the inner being of your life.
就是当你明白什么是耶稣要改变你的生命的时候，就是像这样。
God wants to make you not into a decent little cottage, but into a palace.
神不满足于让你只做一个乡间小舍，神要把你改造成一个宫殿。
Now the other thing we need to understand is what is spiritual growth.
另外一个我们需要明白的是，这个属灵的成长是什么？
Spiritual growth has to be defined, I think, and we need to rethink it.
属灵的成长必须要是我们仔细的思想的事情。
So listen carefully.
所以仔细的听。
Spiritual growth is slow.Incremental, over time, with others and for others.
属灵的成长是很缓慢的，逐渐的，跟别人一起也是为了别人。
I wish I could tell you that there was a spiritual pill you could take for spiritual growth.
我希望我能够告诉你说，这是一个属灵增长秘方，吃了就长。
I wish I could tell you that there was a silver bullet out there.
或者是通常是说这个银色的子弹。
I wish I could tell you that there's a book that you could read and suddenly you would have it.
或者是说有一本书一读完，你的属灵就生长了。
But we need to get that out of our thinking. That is not the way spiritual growth occurs.
但是你要把这些想法都除掉，因为属灵的长进不是这样。
It is slow, incremental, over time, with others and for others.
因为属灵的成长是缓慢的、逐渐的，在随着在时间里面，要跟别人一起，也要为着别人。
So the only thing that I have to bring to the life of another person is my own transforming self.
所以我要能够带到别人身上的唯一一件事，就是我自己被改造的生命。
So as Jesus is doing this special work in my life, I begin to find that that transformation begins to ooze out of me into the life of others.
所以当耶稣在我生命里面所做的这些奇妙的改变工作的时候，我就发现我的这些改变就自然流露出来，带到别人的身上。
Then we talk about coaching.
我跟你讲一讲这个教练技术。
Or a spiritual companion to people.
或者是说把它叫成是说一个属灵的伙伴。
Now we are in the process of developing Christian leaders.
那我们是在我们现在所做的事情是在培训一些领袖。
Tony Dungy, the former NFL football coach, is a great teacher in this regard.
Tony Dungy 是以前这个印第安纳的足球总教练。
He says that we are to be developing people so that we give our ministry away.
所以他这样说，因为他是很懂得怎么做教练。他说我们是要带领其他人成熟，然后让把我们的这些侍奉交给他们。
He says when I was an NFL football coach, I gauged the success of my ministry by how many people became head coaches.
因为在我在这个足球联盟做总教练的时候，我的成功的这个指标之一就是说我手下的助理教练能够成为主教练。
So what do we mean when we talk about coming alongside someone and coaching them and helping them to become the kind of leader in the body of Christ that is going to be transformational?
所以当我们说我们要跟别人一起同行，要帮助他们成长，让他们也得到这个生命的转化，成为基督要他们所成为的样子，这是什么回事？
So we begin to join the other person where they are.
就是我们来到那个人现在所处的境地。
This means we need to get to know them.
所以这个意思就是说我们要真正的认识他。
We need to understand the passions of their heart.
我们要知道他现在心里面最热爱的是什么。
We need to understand what God is up to.
也知道神在他身上正在做什么。
We need to join them where they actually are.
就是我们要跟他在那个地方相遇。
And here's the thing that can happen: we can begin to join them where they think they are, where they wish they were.
而不是说他们认为他们在哪里，或者是他们希望在哪里。
Or sometimes where they believe they are.
或者是他们相信他们在哪里。
No, we need to discern where they actually are.
我们需要有这样洞察力，知道他们现在真实的处境。
We cannot join a person where they're not.
因为我们没有办法在他不在的地方跟他相遇。
Or even where they think they are.
或者是他以为他在的地方相遇。
We have to be precise and clear as to where they actually are.
我们是要跟他真正在他所在的地方相遇。
And understand how to get to their heart.
而且要明白怎么样达到他的内心。
Then we begin to journey alongside that person as a sacred companion.
然后我们就跟他这个人一起在赎天的路上一同来走。
And we go into battle for that person.
我们为他去征战。
Because we understand that this is a battle for the heart and the soul and the mind and the strength and the calling of that person.
因为我们知道每个神要呼召的人在心里面我们都经历着有这个征战。
We live into the world of that person.
我们就活在那个人的世界里面。
And we begin to identify with their context.
我们与他周遭的环境而有认同。
And we begin to understand more deeply what Paul says in Galatians chapter 6 to helping to bear their burdens.
就我们就能够明白保罗在加拉太书里面所说的担当彼此的重担。
I have 18 coaches.
我手下有18个人在被我
Most of them are high profile leaders.
他们多数都是地位很高的领袖。
I cannot take any more than about 18 or 19 people.
因为我没有办法教导比这更多。
Because of the battle for their soul that is so intense in my life and in their life.
因为每一个人身上所经历的征战都非常的激烈。
Now you can't take 18.
也许你们连18个都没有办法做到。
You may only be able to take one or two.
也许你只能带领一个或者两个人。
Because this is an intense battle with the enemy.
因为这个是跟敌人所做的短兵相接的肉搏。
They may look like they're successful on the outside.
他们也许在外面看起来非常成功。
It may look like that their life is all together and it's all sorted out.
你们外面看起来光鲜亮丽。
They may be making plenty of money.
他们也许就是收入很高。
But that doesn't mean that the soul has been dealt with in regard to its relationship and its transformational nature with God.
但并不是等于说他们的灵魂就已经真正的被耶稣所摸着，能够被耶稣所那个改造。
And then as this process goes along, something else begins to happen.
你正当随着你这个继续的这个进程的话，又有其他的东西加进去。
And as we get insight, we begin to call forth where God is working.
所以当你开始明白他们的内心的时候，你就开始向他们 显明神的向他们的呼召。
We begin to see the uniqueness of the person.
你们也看得到这个人有什么独特的地方。
We begin to see where God is uniquely working in that person's life.
神怎么样独特的在这个人身上的做工。
And we can begin to call that forth.As a, in a prophetic way of what God is doing in that person's life.
你就开始把这个从他的里面拿出来，就是用一个先知性的把它拿出来。
As we move in, we begin to see the clarity of what God is doing.
所以随着你这个时间的推移，你越来越清楚看着神在他身上的工作。
Now.This is the most exciting thing, and it's the thing that every Christian ought to be involved in, every Christian leader ought to be involved in, of working with people in such a way that they, we begin to call out that unique working of God that, that is going on in their life.
所以我觉得每个基督徒都应该感到做这样的事是最令人振奋的，因为他能够使人看到神在他身上所做的独特的奇妙工作。
In closing, let me just mention what the requirements are for that.
So, 最后我是讲一讲这个要这样做到这些需要做些什么。
Grace and humility.
最重要的两点就是一个恩典和谦卑。
Compassion and mercy.
还有就是这个爱心和怜悯。
I could say a lot about that, but we don't really have the time to do that this morning.
So, 虽然我这里面涵盖的很多，但是今天没有时间去详细讲。
It means basically this.
就是基本上是这样意思。
That we recognize that this ministry that God has given us of reconciliation and the ambassadorship of, of representing the transforming life of Christ is a gift from God.
我们就明白这个要神要。所给的一切恩赐要把人转变，这是一个神的恩赐。
And as we begin to move into another person's life, we begin to see that there's things that, are, that God is doing that we are, were unaware of because we've gotten close with clarity to that person.
当我们就是跟一个人如此的接近，能够看见神独特的在生命里面的作为的时候，我们就能够很清楚。
Grace.And humility are something that is learned.
这个恩典还有谦卑都是我们需要学习的一些美德。
And it is learned by the revelation of the Spirit of God to us.
是通过神圣灵向我们的启示而学习得到的。
We can have all the facts of grace and humility and be able to spout out the definitions, but that's not equal to the revelation that God gives of grace and humility.
虽然我们可以使用说我们可以知道从理性上知道所有关于这个恩典所有关于谦卑的这些资料但是这并不等于就是得到了神的启示
And there's a second requirement
还有第二个所需要的
An ability to listen to what is going on underneath the surface and to discern the real need
第二个很重要的是说你能够在字里行间在表面现象的后面能够听到能够洞察到真相
The presentation issue that people give is not the real need
很多时候别人自己说我需要什么并不是他真正内心的需要
When we sit in committee meetings and people say what their opinion is we as individuals that are sitting back and listen need to say what is the real need here
当我们坐在一个开会的时候听着个人讲说我需要什么我需要什么但是我们的耳朵是在听他心里面的声音他真正需要是什么
You see, we learn to listen by the Spirit of God to the inner cries and screams of the heart.
因为我们是要靠着圣灵的帮助让我们可以听见他内心所发出的呼喊
There's a third requirement.
还有第三个需要
I'm able to put aside my own flesh dynamics and hear what the Spirit of God is saying.
所以我能够放下我自己肉体的这个雄心壮志而去听圣灵的声音
This is a very, very heavy and serious one
这个是非常重要 的一个基本要求
Most of the time when we deal with other people We're dealing with them from our own flesh dynamics.
因为很多时候我跟人交流的时候，很多时候我是在我的肉体的层面跟人交流。
That is not dealing with a person on the level of the spirit.
但是这样的交流是不能够进入人的心灵里面。
You see, my flesh dynamics may be to realize my dreams for the person instead of God's call.
因为我自己的肉体的要求是希望我能够实现我的愿望，我的梦想。
We are after finding God's work in the heart, not my work in the heart, or what my dreams are for that person.
因为但是我们所要做的是说看找到神要在某人身上做什么，而不是说我希望完成什么。
My own insecurity can get in the way.
有时候我自己的不安全感会造成影响。
My hurts and wounds from the past can get in the way.
我以前所受的伤害或者我过去的失败有时候会影响我。
All of my confusion can get in the way.
我自己也会产生混乱。
But if I can learn to listen to the Spirit and what He is saying in the heart of people, then I have true wisdom.
但是如果我们能够一直是学会怎么样听圣灵的声音，知道圣灵在人身上做些什么，那我就可以做得到。
There's a lot more that needs to be said about this.
当然有我们有很多需要做的事情。
But I think the Apostle Paul sums it up.
但是使徒保罗说得很好。
When he says that the people that he left in Corinth were not those that had been framed by ink and paper.
因为他这个在哥林多的人不是说是受这个书信用笔墨所写的书信推荐的。
But they were those that had been transformed by the life of Jesus coming to live within them.
就是保罗在哥林多留下的这些人不是书信推荐的，而是说靠着神在他们心中所做的改变而作为他们的推荐。
Let's start the journey.
我们一起开始这个旅途。
It's a supernatural journey.
这个旅途是是超自然的。
It's not a human journey.
不是人的旅途。
We're in a different world.
我们在两个世界。
Let's move into that world of God's Spirit.
让我们走进神圣灵的世界里面。
Amen.
Amen.